The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Fianna Fáil Senator Alison Cumann, Chair of the Irish Parliamentary Women's Caucus, joins us now. Tell us, Alison, about the research. What did the research find?
Thanks very much. I'm looking at the report here. And look, I suppose the research mightn't be that shocking to people. Yeah, 96% of women who are senators or TDs have experienced online violence. It was done, you know, or abuse. It was done by the Women for Election group who surveyed all of us, really, who would take part in it. I did as well, asking us what our experiences were. And yeah, it's not a shock, I think, that nearly everybody has experienced abuse. I suppose where
it is shocking. Unfortunately, it's probably not surprising, but it is shocking.
Yeah, it is shocking. I agree with you. Surprising, maybe not, because unfortunately, it's become so normalised now. And it's almost been taken as part of the job, and it really, really shouldn't be. And I think where they want to go with this report is not to say, oh, woe is me, and to go into the gory details. It's really to show this is what's happening, and this should not be acceptable in a democracy. It is a threat to democracy, what's happening, trying to put women off. And I know it happens to men as well. But at the same time, it lands differently with women, and it's a different sort of abuse and harassment.
Explain to us how it is and why it is.
Well, I suppose, you know, it's a difficult question in many ways, because why do these people do it? I have no idea. Is it to intimidate? Is it to put women off? Is it just to harass? Is it just to vent?
Is it misogyny?
Is it misogyny? Exactly. Because as I said, I know it's happening to our men, but the women are, and it's all, you can see it. It's public on social media. Sometimes they don't even bother hiding behind anonymity. You can see the people, and yet they've no problem whatsoever. Whether it's threats of violence, threats of sexual violence, threats to their family, you know, urging them to take, you know, action against themselves. I don't want to go into too many gory details, but sometimes, Shane, it can be something just as insidious as permanently chipping away at how you speak, how you look, how you dress, colour of your hair, all those kind of little things that can really, really add up if you're working really hard, if you're vulnerable, if you're having doubts at all about going into the right job. And what we really need is way more women politicians and reps. And we do not want this to become the norm and to push them out.
The other thing I thought was also shocking in relation to this report was the finding about the percentage of women TDs and senators polled who said they changed their habits because of the abuse.
Exactly. And that one, I think, is even more worrying. And that's where I'm thinking it really is attacking democracy.
Two-thirds of women, or two-thirds of you, TDs and senators.
65%. You've changed the way you deal with social media. And that should be an ideal platform to get your messages out there, to talk, to engage with your community. Even the likes of clinics, which should be, you know, the mainstay and a delight to be able to engage publicly in person and hear from your community. And now they're appointment only in many ways, or behind closed doors, or, you know, with security cameras, etc. So we are changing the way, the access that you have to your public representatives. And that's simply because you might not have the same opinion of them. I'm all for political discourse, all for discussion.
I take that as read. This isn't saying I'm not willing to debate you. This is, I just don't want to be insulted and abused and threatened and threatened by you. Can I ask you just about, and you don't need to go into any detail if you don't want to, but your own experience of online abuse?
And unfortunately, the way you've said it at the top is, it almost seems to be par for the course. I've said before, I can't read my own comments anymore, which is shocking. I should be engaging, but because the abuse is so prevalent. And look, some people might think it's not that bad. What are you giving out about? But they are. They're telling you to shut up. They're telling you that you don't know what you're talking about. They're telling you to go back into the kitchen. They're telling you that no, women have no right to speaking about men's topics, etc., etc. They're, quite frankly, they could be seen as ridiculous, except they're not, because this shouldn't be part of it. And again and again, I've heard people say, oh, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Well, I'm sorry, but the kitchen is now on fire. So no sensible person is going to stay in it. And I don't think it should be seen as, well, look, part of the job is to take absolute dog's abuse. No, it really shouldn't be, because we've got a serious job to do. We have a country to run. We have policies to make, and we don't have time. My staff, my wonderful staff member, Anna, has got to read these hideous comments to try and sift through and see, has anybody said anything sensible, or is anybody looking for anything for me to do for them?
Yeah, yeah. So, stuff you can't actually engage with.
Yeah, it's a waste of time. It really is a waste of resources.
Did it ever make you think, oh, you know what? You know, I had a really good career before I went in politics. I don't need this grief. And just before you answer that question, can I just say, I don't think it makes you weak in any way, man or woman, to think that. I think that's a normal human reaction if you did think that.
Well, look, I think the headline stat from this report should be 91% of respondents said they will not be deterred, they will continue. And I'm exactly of that. I love what I do. I do not regret for one second making the leap. And when you see you're making a change and you see you're making a difference and things are happening, and I must say that there's, I'm sorry, you can hear in the background there.
Oh, yeah.
You know exactly where I am.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can see you're making a difference and you get so much good and so much support on social media. Unfortunately, it can be the one or two naysayers. That's what you'll take home in your head at night, and they'll chip away. So no, I no regrets whatsoever. But, you know, as chair of the Women's Caucus, and I sit on the media committee, I can see that I can actually maybe try and make a difference and make changes in this. So we can encourage more women into it. 50% of the population, Shane. I'm a man speaking for us.
No, I agree. Do you need to go and vote, or have you time for one more question?
One more question. I think I'll be all right. I can leg it up the stairs in a few moments.
A woman's physical appearance and what they wear, is that much more targeted towards women than a male TD or a male centre?
Absolutely. Look, I had that from the minute I was in media, if I was a news anchor or whatever. It was always just daft, to be honest, because I think an Australian news team did the male and female anchor. He wore exactly the same suit every day for 12 months. And it was never commented on. And the poor girl had every day, you know, commented on what she wore. It's very tiring. It's very old. We've got serious work to do. So, yes, I like my style. I love to dress up, but it's not everything that I'm about. So that kind of thing it's water over ducks back to me. But if you were new in politics, if you hadn't been in public eye before, if you had serious work to do, I can imagine it really would get in onto your skin. And women get it way more than men.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you for talking to us. And I'm genuinely sorry that as an elected representative, you have to go through that level of abuse. It's as you say, it's an attack on democracy when people do it. But thank you for speaking to us. Hugely appreciated. Fianna Fáil Senator and Chair of the Irish Parliamentary Women's Caucus, Alison Cumann.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.